This is TechCrunch.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is TechCrunch.
Here's your Daily Crunch. The Federal Trade Commission has proposed a new click-to-cancel rule that would make it easier for consumers to cancel free trials, auto renewals, and subscriptions. The proposed rule change covers both digital and physical subscriptions and would apply to gym memberships, streaming services, cable TV, newspapers, and more. The click-to-cancel provision would require companies to make the process of ending a subscription as easy as it is to sign up for one. For instance, if you sign up for a subscription online, you must be able to cancel it on the same website in the same number of steps, as opposed to being required to cancel by phone. Although the proposed rule change would continue to allow companies to offer special deals when a customer is looking to cancel their subscription, they would be required to first ask consumers whether they want to hear them. If a customer were to say no, then the company would be required to immediately implement the cancellation process. The provision has not yet been finalized, and the public will have an opportunity to comment on the proposal. In other news, Twitter has picked April Fool's Day, otherwise known as April 1st, to start removing legacy blue check marks from accounts that had them on the platform. Despite the significance of the day Twitter chose, the move has been anticipated for months now. Musk tweeted in December that the company would remove those checks in a few months because the way in which they were given out was corrupt and nonsensical. Since then, people with legacy blue check marks have been seeing a pop-up when they click on their check mark that reads, "This is a legacy verified account. It may or may not be notable." Before Musk acquired the company, Twitter used checkmarks to verify individuals and entities as active, authentic, and notable accounts of interest. Verified checkmarks were doled out for free. Today, Twitter users can purchase a blue check through the Twitter Blue subscription for $8 per month. iOS and Android signups will cost $11 per month due to App Store costs. There are also other checkmark colors and badges available for purchase to denote whether an account belongs to a business or a government, for example. And Ford said Friday that its $5.6 billion Blue Oval City complex outside of Memphis, Tennessee, will include a truck plant capable of producing 500,000 electric vehicles a year. The first vehicle to come off the line will be a next-gen electric truck codenamed Project T3 in 2025. Construction at Blue Oval City, the epicenter for its future EV and battery cell manufacturing, and a key component toward its goal to sell 2 million EVs annually by late 2026, began last fall. And now let's find out what's going on in the world of startups. HiveMapper, the startup that puts dash cams on ride-hail and delivery vehicles to map the world, is getting a little closer to its goal of toppling the B2B mapping empire that Google has built. With only 2% of the world's roads mapped, HiveMapper is still very much the underdog in this fight. But Gabe Nelson, HiveMapper's head of operations, reckons the startup is reaching an inflection point that will lead to exponential scale. HiveMapper said Thursday it collected more than 1 million kilometers, about 620,000 miles of unique street-level imagery, compared to Google's 60 million kilometers, That's small potatoes. However, HiveMapper collected this data over the last 3 months. It took Google from 2007 to 2019 to collect 16.1 million kilometers of unique road data. A startup called Hoop, spelled H-U-U-P-E, is bringing a new product built around the concept of a smart basketball hoop alongside a content network of training videos that users can watch while playing to help athletes level up. It's raised $11 million to build that game plan. Hoop's product and business model combine a mix of hardware, software, and media streaming. The physical component starts with a connected basketball hoop that picks up data about balls that are stuck through it or hit it or do not. It's ruggedized and waterproof, and the startup says that it's as robust as a regulation hoop. Behind that is the backboard, which is made from a video screen equipped with computer vision and covered by the same enforced glass used for backboards in professional courts. That's all for today. For more from TechCrunch, go to TechCrunch.com.
Spoken Layer.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.